I'll tell you something. You know, what God gives me to do here, I don't take it lightly. And I want you to understand that. I believe wholeheartedly He has put me in this place, and He has put me here to do a job. And I'll tell you what, I believe with all my heart, whenever I miss, and you can ask Tink, it hurts. It hurts me. And I'll tell you what, I hate it. But I know the situation, but I'll tell you what, I just wanted to say that here this morning because God impressed that upon my heart. I don't take it a bit lightly. You know, I'm going to be over in Acts, the 28th chapter, starting with the first verse. And I'll get down to reading it here in a little bit. You know what? I believe there's nothing in this book that's minute or insignificant for what we cannot learn from it. Amen? I believe that here this morning. When I read the Word of God, I'll tell you from the smallest detail to the biggest, I'll tell you if we're willing to learn from God's Word, we can get something out of it. I don't care if it's just the punctuation marks or the periods or whatever it may be. I'll tell you what, God's got a message in every word, every bit of it. He does. If we're willing to learn it, God's Word will stand the test of time. As Bobby Webb would say, when this world's on fire one of these days, God's Word will still be true. It'll still be true. It'll still be teaching us, still be guiding those that are willing to be guided by it and taught by it. It's just that simple. You know what? There's a song out there, and maybe it says like this, you know what? You can have the new rivers. I'll take the old stream. Have you ever heard that song? I want to tell you something here this morning. I don't know where you stand with God this morning, but I want to tell you this. If you want to come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's one way to do it, and that's come through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's come to know Him as your personal Savior. That's coming to know and having the Holy Spirit of God fill your heart and fill your life. I'm telling you, I'll take that over anything that they want to say today. I'll take it because I know that it works. I know what to believe. I know that I believe in what Jesus Christ can do for each and every one of us. Amen? I'll tell you, I have discovered some profound truths. Some profound truth in just the insignificant, minute things that we may just pass over sometimes in the Bible. I'll tell you, I have found them to be true and to be faithful in this old boy's life. I found them. If you're willing to let the Spirit guide you and guide us, and His Word talk to us, I'm here to tell you, 2015 starts out, you know, with, are you willing this morning to follow Jesus Christ in 2015, or are you trying to lead Jesus Christ in 2015? Answer that question for yourself here this morning, because I want to tell you something right now beyond a shadow of a doubt. We've got to be willing to let Jesus lead our lives. We've got to be willing to do that. You've got to be willing to let Him take a hold of you and to use you for what He wants to use you for. Because you know what? We get ourselves in trouble whenever we try to lead Him. We will get ourselves in trouble. I believe that we can be very important. I believe that it's a very important question that you need to answer for yourself this morning. Dave Long can't answer it for you. I can't tell you how to do. But you know what? I want to talk something just a little bit this morning about being in the will of God. Being in the perfect will of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Being in God's favor. Being God's will. I believe this morning that we can be in God's perfect will. Do you believe that this morning? I believe that we can be there. I believe that you can be there. And I believe, brothers and sisters, beyond a shadow of a doubt, in 2015, if we get into the middle of God's perfect will, there's nothing that any of us can do. Nothing that we can't do if we're in God's will. You got to be honest. I do believe that. I do believe with all I've said, and still, God, you listen. And I'll read it. Let's read in Acts 28. And when they were escaped, when they knew that the island was called Mattia, and the barbarous people showed no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, everyone, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw that the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. I want to tell you, so let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to thank you for the opportunity that I have to stand behind this desk this morning. I want to thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us, Lord, all that you've blessed us with, Lord. I want to praise you for that. I ask you, Lord, now to be upon our lives. Father, help us to get into your will, Lord. Help us to stay into the will of you and into your perfect will, Lord. And I believe we can be there. I believe we can stay there, but it's only through your grace. It's only through your goodness. It's only through us doing what you'd have for us to do. In Jesus' name we ask, and amen, and amen. You know something about Paul right here? And we know all that happened to Paul. We know, if you go over into 2 Corinthians and talk about everything, and he talked about it, all that had happened to Paul, and everything that he went through. And you know what? Here he was. He had just faced a shipwreck, had been in this storm for I don't know how many days, maybe weeks. And finally they'd run the ship ashore. And you know what? While they were there, the people showed kindness to them. And you know what? For one thing, you know what? They built a fire to help keep them warm. And you know what? And after everything that Paul said, and you could probably say to yourself, listen, you know, this man had been through all that. And then now, after he built this fire, now a snake comes out and bites him, a venomous snake. And I'm here to tell you, though, that Paul was in God's perfect will. After all that happened to him, after all that he had been through, I want to tell you something. Paul was in God's perfect will. He was. And you say, well, how can that be? How can that be? And I'm telling you, because God had a purpose and a plan for that man that was going to happen no matter what. And Paul knew just exactly that he was in God's will. I'm here to tell you something this morning. I don't know what you're going through in this life that you're going through right now. I don't know how it slapped you. I don't know what old Satan has put upon your life. But I'm here to tell you this morning that if you are a born again, bought by the blood Christian, if you're doing what God wants for you to do in your life, you are in the perfect will of God, and God is going to make it for you and make it better for you if you stay in His will. Amen? If we stay in God's will. I tell you, too many times, we want to talk about the scars we've had and the battles and the storms we just come through. And then we forget to realize that God has a purpose and a plan for our life. And you know what? We could be doing so much good for Him if we would just get out of the pity party we're in and do what God wants us to do. Get back in His will. I told you earlier, it's not God's will that anybody should perish. Amen? It's not His will that anybody perish. And you say, well, I know, but I prayed for my husband. I prayed for my son. I prayed for my daughter. And it just does not seem. Listen, I'm telling you, it's not God's will that they should perish. But you know what? They have a will also. And sometimes we need to understand that. I'm here to tell you something this morning. You stay in God's perfect will. You stay where God wants you to stay, and I'm telling you, your prayers are being heard. You know what? I've had people say this, you know what? If you really want something to happen, if you want somebody to be saved, you pray, God, you know what? Whatever it takes. But if you're going to pray that, you better be expecting some things to happen. And it may not be very good. Do you understand what I'm saying? But God can bring people to their knees. He can do that. And you know what? Then it's their will whether or not they want to accept Him or not, but He can bring them to their knees. And I'll tell you, God can do that. I've seen Him work. I've seen what He could do. You know, Paul had been through so much. And one of those minute things that I want to show you here, and this goes to us Christians, is, you know what? And the barbarous people showed no little kindness when they kindled a fire and received everyone because of the present rain, because of the cold. Now listen to verse 3. This is one of those things. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks. Listen to me on this. This man had just went through a storm, like I said, for days or weeks. This man had just got shipwrecked. This man was probably soaking wet and cold. And you know what? These people had built a fire, but Paul went out to help gather the sticks. Man, I'm telling you something, folks. No matter what you're going through here today, I want you to understand something this morning. We can still be in God's perfect will. We can still help people no matter what we've been slapped with. Because you know why? Because God has made us that way. Amen. How minute is that? I mean, how many times have you ever read across that? And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, he was out helping them gather wood after all that he had been with. And you're thinking, well, you know, that's what got him snake bit. You know what? He was in God's perfect will. And that's what was going to happen. And you know what? If you read on down in that chapter, guess what all else Paul did? You know what? These people here had never heard about Jesus Christ that we know of. He was on that island. Paul was put there for a reason. You're not here today for no reason whatsoever. Do you understand that? You're here in this church, January 4th, 2015, for a reason. I don't know what it is. I know God knows what it is. And I know that if you're willing, if you stay in God's perfect will, I'm here to tell you this morning that God will use you and He will take and be with you and help you find what He wants you to do. I don't remember what it is. That's why I told you earlier, I believe God has me right where He wants me right now. He's got me here. And you know what? I have to take this and I have to understand that this is very important, and I do. And this is people's hearts. This is people's lives. And I know when I stand up here behind this sacred desk and I preach to you, I want you to understand something. I want to listen to God. I want to be in God's perfect will all the time, because I'm not just up here telling you words. I want you to understand. I know what God has done and what He can do for you. Listen, Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire. There came out a viper from the heat and fastened his hand. Listen, after all he'd been through, can you not hear the Christians today? All that they face, can you hear what they would say? Oh yeah, really, God? Really? A snake bites me? After all that I've been through? Really, God? Really? Can you hear Christians today talking that way? You know what, God? I've been through this and I've been through that, and here it is, I'm facing something now with my health, and this is going on. And listen to what you're saying. The Creator of this earth knows what's going on in your life, like we said this morning. He knows what needs to be done in your life to bring you to a point to where you will be the Christian that He wants you to be. Too many times we take these trials and these tribulations, and that God, you know what? Doesn't the Bible not tell us to rejoice? To rejoice in our, and I'm just paraphrasing it. In our trials and our tribulations, and you're not saying to rejoice. And you're thinking, how can I rejoice in what's going on in my life? Listen, because you know that when it's all said and done, we have a better place in this old world. We have a place that we can go. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer whom thou has escaped the sea. And yet vengeance suffered him not. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. I preached this here back a few years ago. But I'm here to tell you this morning, we need to shake off the snakes. You know what? There's people out there, they're going to criticize you. They're going to doubt that you're a Christian. They're going to doubt your life. And I'm here to tell you, this right now, you need to shake that stuff off into the fire and get it out of your heart right now. Because we serve one that's better than all that. We serve one that's better than that. You know what? You've been criticized. This preacher here has been criticized. Criticism. Sometimes it's just and sometimes it's unjust. But I'm going to tell you here this morning, was Jesus Christ criticized? Oh, yeah. You know what? He was criticized a bunch. And I'm telling you what, I've been criticized. I've been this, I've been that. And I've had to shake the vipers off into the fire. I had to get them out of my heart, get them out of my life. If I hadn't have, I would not be standing here this morning. I would have just kept this pity party in my life the rest of my life and said it's not worth it. But praise God, I'm telling you, it's worth being in the will of God. It's worth it. Listen, there's no doubt this is a murderer who's escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered him and him to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after that they looked a great while and saw no harm come to him. And they changed their minds and said he was a god. Then they gave the opposite different direction, you see? I'm not no god. I'm just a man. I'm just like you. And you are just a man or a woman. But you know what? One thing, if you've got Jesus Christ in your heart, you are a servant of the living God. You're one of his. My Bible tells me my father owns a cattle on a thousand hills, is it not? I tell you what, I serve a good God. I serve a God that can bless, a God that can take and lift us up and show us what's going on in our lives. I tell you what, whenever doubt creeps in your heart, remember this, shake that venom snake off in the fire. Doubt is going to come on. I don't think there's anybody in here that's never faced doubt in their lives. Have you ever doubted that you was a Christian maybe once in a while? Have you ever doubted that this is where God wanted you? Have you ever doubted that this is going on? Have you ever doubted that's going on in your life? I tell you, all of us face doubt. But I'm here to tell you, just like Paul did, we need to shake that thing off in the fire. This is a new year. I don't know if you come into it looking forward to it or if you come into it kicking and screaming. I don't know. But I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you you're here this morning for a reason, and I'm here to tell you. 2015, let's get into God's will. Let's get in there. Let's stay in God's perfect will. And if we do that, there's nothing that God can't use us for and do with us. Amen? There's not a thing that He can't. We've got a lot going on. We do. But praise God, if we keep our focus on Jesus, we can get things done through Him and by Him. I want to tell you something this morning. Listen, you know, we need to shake off this stuff into the fire. We need to get it out of our lives. We need to serve the one and only, the true and living God. My goodness, look what they did to Jesus. There's been only one perfect man. You've heard this said before, and it's absolutely the truth. There's been only one perfect man, and what did they do to him? They crucified him. They beat him. They said he was of the devil. You don't think the people in this world, whenever me and you go out here to testify of Jesus Christ and live our lives for Him, you don't think they're going to criticize us? You don't think that they're not going to try to tear us down? The devil likes nothing more than to take your witness. You say amen to that? You know what? Because if you don't have your witness, you know what? If you're out here and you don't have that witness that God has put upon you, listen to me. You know what? The devil likes to use that, and people will say, well, you know, I don't want to go to church with that hypocrite. I don't want to do this. That's just the devil's way of doing things. But let me tell you something. Stay in God's will. Keep on going. Keep on digging in there. Keep on grabbing a hold and taking what Jesus Christ has for us. Let me tell you something. Shake it off. Shake them off into the fire. Whatever it may be that's hurting you. Whatever it may be that's biting you. You know what? We're talking about prayer this morning, but I'm going to tell you something right now. If you stay in God's Word and you stay in prayer, the vipers can't bite you. Amen? They can't get to you. Too many times, folks, too many times we get out of God's will and we start doing our own way. That's when the vipers start biting. That's when they start getting to us. I'll tell you. Let me tell you this. I believe this. The ground at the foot of the cross is even. Do you believe that? It's equal for all. You know what? I don't care. I don't care what's going on in your life. My Bible tells me that Jesus Christ is there for every one of us here today. He doesn't make special exceptions for preachers any more than He makes special exceptions for you. But we have to do what He wants us to do. We have to stay in His will. I'm telling you what, I believe we can do that. I'm telling you, church, he put this upon my heart, and I believe we can do it. I believe you can do it. I believe we can. I don't know what you're battling here this morning. I don't know what's going on in your life. But I'm telling you right now, if they come and get a song, I tell you, church, let's pray. I know we didn't have a watch service on New Year's Eve. You know what? I couldn't even go out of the house on New Year's Eve. But I'm telling you this. We can come up here right now and we can pray. Church, let's pray for 2015. Church, let's pray that God will keep us in His perfect will. Can we do that? We can do that. All right, they get a song.